Hello, ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? This is Combies, and I'm back with another discussion challenge, and I'm waiting for your recordings. And I wish you guys participate in this challenge, because this is one of the most important challenges that I've experienced in my life. Because recently I watched a video from Robert Kiyosaki, and he said something that was very, very good for me. And I discussed some of that with my friend, because right now I'm spending some time with my friend. So I was just thinking about that. Robert Kiyosaki said, when you give, you will get or receive, right? So, and if the people around you, they just get from you and they don't give you something, that's going to be a very, very big problem. So I thought to myself, and I said for a while after watching that video, and I talked to myself and I said, this is the truth. I think that a lot of people must take this into consideration and realize that sometimes you have to give some of your knowledge, even if you want to make money. So if you don't give, people won't notice you and they won't come to you. So sometimes it's good to help people. So today I created some questions. I don't know if you like to talk about these questions, you can talk about that, go on. And if not, you can just give some of your own opinion about helping, how you can help, how you can give to people, and you know, help them in many, many different ways. It can be in English, it can be, you know, in terms of money, it can be, I don't know, cooking, whatever. You can just choose whatever topic you like or whatever ability you have, because helping comes from ability. If you don't have any ability, you can't help people. And if you can't help people, you can't make money. And that's the thing, right? So one of the questions that I asked was, because the reason that I chose this topic was because of money. So in my opinion, I asked this question: what do you think if you help and ask for money in return, or ask for something in return? The reason that I chose this question is because when you try to help people, it's important to take this into consideration, that sometimes you help and help, and it's good to ask for something in return, because it gives you some motivation to help more. And if you just give and give and give, you will feel worthless, right? So you feel like, this is too much. You know, I'm just giving and giving and I'm just not receiving anything. It can be money. It can be anything. It can be, I don't know, a piece of equipment or even a pencil or whatever. So maybe it would be better to ask this question. I don't know. It would be better to say, okay, what do you think of helping people and asking for something in return? Not money, can be anything. So, because I remember last year, I was helping one person, and I helped a lot. I just created a channel, and we just decided to speak English online and things like that. Of course, we didn't talk online that much, I think. Just one or two sessions for that time. But I remember something very well. I just spent a lot of time helping that person in that channel, Telegram channel. She would just send me voices, and I would listen to that, and I would just give feedbacks, and hey, you can improve it if you do this and that. And I would just do my best to become a good partner, but I wouldn't receive anything in return. So as a result of that, after a while, I felt like, you know, this kind of helping is not going to give me anything. And I felt it is just one person. It is not like, you know, I'm helping, answering a question in this forum, and people will come and read it. Because when I just answer one person, that person is going to receive the help. And I have to ask for something, right? Because that person is receiving the help. But if it's a public place like this forum, and I'm helping, I'm answering questions, people will come and you know, receive the answer. Look at these answers. And maybe their problem is going to be solved by looking at these questions, at these articles and things like that, right? So in one-on-one situation, I think it's very important to ask for something in return. But in, you know, in public, I think you will receive something in return in general. Because a lot of people, they send me PMs, they thank me a lot. And a lot of them, they ask me for advices, premium advices. They come and say, all right, I give you this money. And if you help us in this way, give us some schedules, plans, and we will appreciate it with money or other things. You know, they give me a lot of energy if they ask me for such a thing. So by the way, that's my opinion about that. And I think that right now, the thing that I have right now is English, of course. And I sometimes can help people, you know, through talking about sports, talking, being positive. This is another thing that I have that I can give to people. And in the future, I think I can help more because I'm learning a lot of things lately. You know, I've been just thinking about podcasting. If I create a podcast, I'm sure that if I share the ideas that I have with people around me, people will come and listen to that podcast, and they will maybe even that podcast can be life-changing or something, right? So it depends on the people's opinion. And that's going to be something awesome. Or, you know, I'm working on articles, because in the future you will see a lot of articles in this forum again. This forum is going to be full of amazing things again. Not just for me, but from a lot of amazing other people, right? So, other members. So it's not going to be just one person, just, you know, monopoly, like you know, Iranian companies, Iran Khodran, Saipa or something. No one gives a damn about those companies. But, you know, when you cooperate with people and when you ask for help, and which I usually do, because I think that if you're alone, if you think that you can do a lot of things yourself, you will fail in a huge way. And I don't want that. I like to communicate with people, talk to them, ask for help, cooperate, and just give and sometimes get. Because when you cooperate, you will learn, because they have something to teach you. Yeah, for instance, I personally have learned a lot from Miss Parveen, because her English is awesome. Yeah, she's been learning English for about 10 years right now. She's working on another language, which is German. And, you know, why not? You know, I always ask for help. And I'm not ashamed or embarrassed when she gives some feedbacks. And or sometimes I go and ask for these things, right? So this is amazing, because when you ask, you will learn. And it's not important when you don't know, because sometimes people, they don't know, they don't want to believe that sometimes they don't know things. And that's going to be problematic, because when you have this kind of ego that I know everything, they call it know-it-all ego. So when you have this kind of ego, you think that you know everything, that's going to be really, really bad for you. So I personally don't like it. So I always ask for help from a lot of amazing people, like Miss Parveen, Miss Fatima, and Mrs. Niknam, and Mr. Hossein, and a lot of amazing members here. I always ask questions, different questions from a lot of you guys. And you always help me. So it is very important to ask questions and help. So by the way, I'm talking a lot. Mostly I'm ranting. So, all right, guys, I'm waiting for your voices. Please record. I'd like to know about your opinions. So please record. Put it here. I will listen to that. And I'll do my best to record a response. Sorry for the last week, because I've been very, very busy. My microphone had some problem. I had to fix it. And I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. You can't run away from zombies anymore. So, see you guys later. Ciao.